This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On a Thursday in New York City, I don't know if everyone had the same issues with their kids going to school. I had that. My school district canceled school. I woke up this morning. I was stunned. I get this text message. There's no school today. I'm like, why?
I know.
Why? To celebrate Pete Alonso?
Dude, I got the call on the way home yesterday.
Wow, they did it ahead of time.
I was coming out of the tunnel, and it was like, hey, Forum Park schools are going to be 2 hours late. And then by the time I got home, it was... check that. Forum Park schools are going to be canceled.
Wow.
I was like, what are you talking about? It was 3 inches of rain. My daughter was like, when did we get soft in this town?
She's
like,
right.
That's what I'm talking about.
She's right.
I got a tough daughter. I want to go to school.
No, I get you. When I woke up and
she's just mad that she's like, if they're going to have the 2-hour delay, I'd rather just not go to school.
Oh, I agree. Screw the delay. Just cancel the day then.
Right.
When I woke up and saw they had canceled school, I was like expecting a winter wonderland. I was really excited. Like, oh, I can't wait. We're going to build snowmen. And I look. And I don't want to minimize the danger because it was icy outside.
Yeah.
So it's icy. But an ice day is not as cool as a snow day.
No, it's not.
Because the kids aren't going out playing with the ice.
It's actually worse for driving because so many kids take the bus.
Right.
And the last thing you want is a heavy, low traction bus with kids on it sliding around on
the
ice.
Nah, it feels dangerous.
It feels more dangerous than snow.
100%. And snow is also fun.
Yes.
So if you had an off day as a kid, congratulations. Hopefully you get a real snow day because this is just a messy, messy ice day. Lot to do today. We will determine the fate of Boomer Esiason's L that is now rightfully back on his neck until we make a decision. And I'm sorry. Al Duke's tweeting at me, Boomer's always right. Is he? I mean, he got it wrong by 5 days. But we'll discuss that a little bit later on. The reality is, me and Boomer are on the same side.
Yes.
Because he's one of those Met fans who's excited today. As am I. Pumped up today. Because he knows what I know, which most people should know. The New York Mets' chances of winning the National League East, the Mets' chances of making the playoffs, of, dare I say, upsetting the Dodgers, all of that. They're better today than they were yesterday because Pete Alonso's a New York Met in 2025. We'll get to your reaction, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Ronnie in Manhattan. Good afternoon, Ronnie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Tiki, I enjoyed your MLB Network segment earlier this
thank
morning.
Thank you, man. Those guys are great.
Of course.
Matt and Harold are
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, no. They're great. I love a hot stove. It was really – I turned on my TV. All of a sudden, I saw Tiki. I'm
like, oh, they're doing a football segment.
I didn't expect to see you on there. I was like, I got Tiki Barber here.
Right. Even though they were asking me baseball.
It was great. It was great. Did a great job. The last time I called was like, I don't know, a month or two ago at this Pete Alonso saga. Give me a break.
Right.
When it was Tiki, it was the morning after you had pleaded to the Mets to keep Pete when, you know, we kind of thought that changed the mojo of it, whatever.
Yep.
And I called you Grimace Barber. Now, I just want to put this out there. All right. And I don't know, and Evan on the Rico last night, I know you were saying, you know, let's keep OMG in 2024. You know, these 2025 Mets have to be different.
Yeah.
I get it, and I agree. However, I don't know if you guys saw yesterday on Twitter.
Yeah.
But McDonald's announced the return of Grimace's uncle.
What?
Uncle O'Grimacy, his Irish uncle.
Yes. Are you serious?
And on the same, I'm just saying. I'm 34 years old. I don't believe in stuffed animals, even though our lives revolved around it last year. I gotta say, is it a coincidence now? Is this gonna be? Are we gonna be seeing a green Grimace this year? I don't know what's going on. But.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, Sean, as the I don't want to call you expert on largeness, but as someone who's very knowledgeable about foods and desserts.
He's fat! Stuffed animals.
I didn't say that.
So
what happened with McDonald's and Grimace, and we can determine how this impacts the
and
New York Mets.
Irish uncle, and what's the point of it?
Okay, so there's two things at play here, because I saw Mets Twitter take this and run with this morning. The actual announcement happened Tuesday, so it wasn't like this happened Wednesday, then Pete signed. Who Uncle O'Grimacy is? He is, I guess, Grimace's long-lost uncle. He's completely green instead of purple.
I've never heard of him.
I feel like they've made this up and fooled everybody that he was around in the 1920s. And the whole premise of why he's coming back,
right. He
is the spokesperson for the Shamrock Shake ahead of St. Patrick's Day, their big special.
Gotcha. So
he wants to be the Jets mascot.
Maybe.
That's fine, man.
Maybe. But put it this way, though, Tegan. To be fair to Met fans, we have heard nothing about Grimace forever. Out of nowhere this week drops Grimace's uncle has popped out of nowhere to promote Shamrock Shakes, and now Pete's back.
So, here's the way I look at this.
Have they had Shamrock Shakes before?
Yes, every year.
Okay, has there been an Uncle O'Grimacy?
As far as I know, maybe when they brought out the original Shamrock Shake, like late 90s, maybe. But every year the Shamrock Shake comes back, and every year they don't pop out Uncle O'Grimacy. This has come out of nowhere.
All right. I'm excited for McDonald's. I'm excited for anyone who wants that shake. The New York Mets in 2025 do need to be different. And that's not to put down 2024. Here's what I mean by that. I've watched teams have quote-unquote miracle seasons or surprise seasons. And the most important thing you can do after you have that magical season, which the Mets had. I mean, there's no denying it. On every level, there was a lot of magic. From Grimace to Jose Iglesias and OMG to even the way they made...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The playoffs at the very end. There was a lot of magic. What you need to do the following year is just get better and not rely on magic, because magic doesn't strike twice. And what I love about what the Mets have done in this offseason is they went out and said, we can't rely on magic. We can't rely on a theme song. We need to get better. And I don't want to say it's the same as the Knicks, but I complimented the New York Knicks this offseason. Because I said, you know what? You guys had a fine year.
Yeah.
You can't just rest on, well, let's run it back and hope that. No. Go get better.
Yeah, you can't
do the same thing and expect to get better. It's either you're getting better or you're getting worse. And if you stay the same, you've gotten worse.
Absolutely.
Because like, everybody else has likely gotten better.
I look at Mets history. So in 1999, they kind of had like this miracle fun season. And then in the offseason, they traded for one of the best pitchers in baseball, Mike Hampton. And they got to the World Series. But that's the good news. Mm-hmm. Here's the bad news. After the Mets got to the World Series, what did they do in the offseason of 2000-2001? They needed to say, well, we got to keep going. We got to keep pushing. They could have signed A-Rod. They didn't. They could have signed Ichiro. They didn't. They lost Mike Hampton because of the Colorado school system. So the Mets, off of the year they had last year, needed to take OMG, no disrespect. They needed to take Grimace, no disrespect, and say, we need to get better. And you know what they did? They signed a generational talent in Juan Soto. So thank you, Grimace. Thank you, OMG. But this is about 2025.
Right.
It's about getting better, and I believe they have.
By the way, it was always OMG. They fooled us with the Grimace stuff. And
whatever.
And the rally pimp or whatever the heck he was called.
Whatever.
Right? It was all that stuff.
There'll be new stuff.
It was all internal motivation.
That's fine. Like, I promise you, if the Mets are good this year and there's a lot of magic and they're playing well and they're kicking ass, there'll be something new that we'll cling on to.
Positive Tommy.
Maybe, but I think you got to put that in last year too, Tommy. Yeah,
how about you?
And that's nothing wrong with you. Like, we have to get my beard, everything. It's got to stay in 2024.
You're saying my contract wasn't renewed? I'm out?
Right. I'm saying that the sequel doesn't work. What it's always got to be different.
What he's saying is you don't need it, and you shouldn't want it as a Met fan. You should just want to be good.
Yes.
You don't need magic to, we're an underachieving team. Now, the expectation is so low. So low, in fact, that we're not even going to go to the damn ballpark. Right? You don't want that, and then the come out of nowhere and be a surprise team and, I don't know, relish in it because something clicked. Superstition.
Just be good.
Exactly. Just be good.
And you know where the Mets can be really, really good as we get closer to the start of spring training?
Oh, I got it.
Go ahead.
Hawk Tua thrown at the first pitch opening day.
Stop it. They could have, pound for pound, and the Dodgers are going to be number one on every list, and that's fine, one of the best, deepest lineups in all Major League Baseball. That's who they could be. That's who their identity could be.
Mets?
The Mets.
You sure?
Yeah, I think they're right up there.
With the pitching?
No, I didn't say. Did I say anything about pitching?
No.
Did I say anything about pitching?
Conveniently.
No, because I'm talking about the offense. Well, we can get into pitching at another point. I'm talking about where they can be really, really good. They can be really, really good with a deep, awesome offense that scores more than 5 runs per game.
Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Vientos, Beatty. No, not Beatty. I mean, Nimmo. Then what?
Starling Marte, Francisco Alvarez, Jeff McNeil.
Okay.
That's a deep-ass lineup.
That's good.
And I think the Dodgers, like I said, are always going to be number one in everything, including lineup. But I'd put that lineup against almost every other team in baseball, and that wouldn't be something I could say if they didn't keep Pete and they didn't sign Juan Soto.
Right.
And that's where the Mets can be really good in 2025. Not because of gimmicks, not because of songs, but because their lineup is up there with any other team in baseball.
Right. It feels like there's a hole if Pete Alonso is not here, and there wasn't anyone to replace him.
Let's go to Bob in Pennsylvania. What's up, Bob?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. A couple weeks ago, I called in when you guys were characterizing Pete and the Mets as being an ugly divorce.
Yeah.
And I said, no. This is a couple that still loves each other. They just couldn't get together on this one point, but they never stopped loving each other. And, you know, Steve Cohen was absolutely consistent from 2023 to today. He's willing to pay Pete market value plus a little bit more. The problem was Pete's market value declined because of his performance last year and put him into a category where nobody wanted to give him $100+ million multi-year deal, and he didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't get together because Pete was imagining he was worth something totally different.
More likely, Bob, he was being told he was worth more than he was.
Right.
And promised that he could get this deal done.
Right.
And it just never happened.
But what could have happened that would have led to the divorce, and luckily it didn't, was the Mets could have said, this is truly our last offer, and we are really moving on. Not Fugazi moving on by signing Jesse Winker and AJ Minter, but like literally moving on by making a trade or acquiring somebody that would literally replace Pete Alonso on the roster. The Mets could have done that. Right. They didn't do that.
But Were there really that many options?
No, there were lower level options like a Ryan Mountcastle and a Spencer Torkelson. But if they had acquired either of those guys, you would have looked at their roster and said, wow, they're really moving on from Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.